One of those big catches was kind of shades of the play you made in Tampa. It's right away, dodging guys, just being able to get out there and make a play like that. I mean, like, we've seen you do that in regular season game, but coming back from everything you've dealt with, just be able to get out there and do that. How's that
feel for you? I mean, it felt good to, you know, be able to go out and show flashes of the, you know, the old ability that I still have, but, you know, to actually put it out there on film so everybody can see it, it was, you know, a major accomplishment.
How close are you to being, what's your word, John?
I mean, I wouldn't call myself 100% right now at this point, but I'm, you know, I'm getting there. I'm somewhere between 90 and 100 where I'm able to go out and run and, you know, not show any, you know, anything wrong that's with me, you know, visually to anybody else. But, you know, just, I still know that there's things that's wrong that I still need to work on, and, you know, I'm getting close to that point right now.
We've heard significant injury a couple of times. I mean, was it more than an ACL? I mean,
In the words of Sean Payton, it was a knee, so... I don't want to divulge too much in that, but it was a little bit more. It was a little bit more, you know, more significant and structurally damaged than just an ACL. And you know, it was one of the injuries where it doesn't take, like, you know, some guys were coming off of ACLs in like 8 months. Well, my injury was one that was going to be at least a year rehab, if not more. So, to be at the point where I'm at right now, to be able to run around and, you know, have faith and trust in my knee right now is actually really good, and it speaks volumes for how much work I've been doing so far the past year.
And you said that you put in a lot of work on the intermediate routes and those kinds of things. Just, you know, talk about that.
I mean, that's something that I've been doing since I've gotten into the league. You know, I'm a speed guy that everyone says, so, I mean, it's typically harder for us to transition in and out of routes. And I guess being hurt and when I couldn't get up to top end speed right away, you know, working on my intermediate route running, that was one of the main things that I had to work on. And to this point, it's going to be something that I'm still going to have to, you know, work on. It's all about, like, my hips and, you know, pad level stuff. So I've been doing that a lot.
So you've been around different competitions as a Saint, you know, with Devery and Lance were here. And just talk about with all the young guys, how would you compare this competition to past years that have been in the park?
The receiving group we have right now is one of the best ones that we've had since I've been here. It's always going to be a competition year in, year out, regardless of who you are and what situation you're in. So, you know, it makes it fun. We all help each other out, but at the end of the day, we still got to go out and compete against one another. And it's healthy competition, and it's not going to do anything but make the team better.
What's it take to get known as somebody who is not just a speed guy who can do it all? I guess you got to do it, huh?
Yeah, I'm basically, you just got to go out there and, you know, show that you're capable of doing, you know, every route in the route tree.
Do you feel like you
I feel like, I feel like I can do every route in the route tree. I mean, it's just getting better at each of those. I mean, I'm going to be better at deeper stuff than I am shorter stuff. It's just about, you know, working at it to get better at, you know, every route that you're going to run.
Do you feel seems to be able to function very well in the middle of the field? Why? Anything you can take from that?
I mean, it's just one of those things where, you know, he's put work in. He's learned how, you know, to adjust to certain situations, adjust to certain routes that he's running. So, and if anything, you want to get advice from a guy, that'd probably be one of the best ones.
This is kind of a blunt question, but do you feel like you need to fight to make this roster?
I mean, I just said this like the other day. Like, I'm an undrafted guy, so, and it's always going to be a fight. It's always going to be, you know, a fight to make the team. I didn't play last year, and, you know, I was blessed enough for them to be able to sign me back and give me a chance to come out this year and prove that I can come off of my injury. So, basically, I just got to go out there and show them that, you know, I'm capable of playing, and hopefully it's enough for me to make this team.